Foreign Girls by Elaine Feinstein, with Jenny Stoller as Lena and Jenny Agata as Katya. Episode 1.
Was machst du, Epes Moischale, der kennt dich noch von Glück. Du bist gewesen, meine Farbe, mit Jungland zurück.
Boruch ato adashem, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, ha'motzi lechem min ha'aretz.
I've spent 3 years in 5 different concentration camps, and I know what Nazism is.
Today the Israelis have been pouring reinforcements into the Golan Heights, where the original Syrian strike is now more than matched by the Israeli counter-strike. The Israelis talk of it as a flushing-out operation, but still they're meeting resistance, and the tanks roll in.
We say to you today, in a loud and a clear voice, enough of blood and tears. Enough!
Do you feel different, Mum?
You mean because I'm Jewish? Not really.
When you think about it, though.
These days, I don't often have time. And I didn't think much about it. Not until last year. It was March, I remember. Warmer than usual, and very bright. 4:30, with some light in the sky. A hopeful time of the year in Cambridge. But I wasn't feeling hopeful. I'd called into the porter's lodge to see if there were any messages from Graham. Graham was my husband, and we were just in the process of separating.
Any messages, John?
Only those solicitors, Hardiman and Skrewer again. I tried to put them through, but you had that machine of yours on.
It's all right, I've spoken to them.
There's a letter, though. Here you are.
I recognized the handwriting even before I opened it.
Dear Lena, do you remember me?
Dr. Cooperman, I'm handing in my essay late. Will you have time to look at it before we go down?
Leave it for me. I'll collect it later.
Nothing wrong, is there, Dr. Cooperman?
I'm sorry. I was thinking of something else.
I was thinking of Katya.
Dear Lena, do you remember me after all these years?
Remember Katya? She was my childhood. I wasn't likely to forget her. I walked down the pretty wooden bridge over the Cam, but I didn't see the brown water or the crocus petals pushing up through the grass.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever.
I was crossing Leicester with Katya, away from the Wiggiston school to her scruffy house in Braunston Gate, that first year of her friendship. There was a power cut. It was 1971 again, in a dark December, a funny, exciting 4:30 in the afternoon. We were walking down Granby Street at what could have been midnight.
Look, you can see 2 stars above the clock tower.
And a white slice of moon.
We can dodge through Marshall and Snellgrove and get a bus to Braunston Gate.
It's like a fairyland. Or like a war.
What do you know about war, Lena Cooperman?
I was a bit shocked when I first saw her house. It was a pokey red brick terrace on 3 floors. And when she opened the door, there was an unfamiliar smell. Something sweet and yet unclean, like unwashed clothes. There were books everywhere. Every surface was piled high with them, books and papers. In the dark, I made out a body on the couch.
Hello? Mother?
Oh, so this is your little friend. Let me look at her.
You can't. The lights don't go on. There's a power cut.
Oh, she's really very sweet. Oh, have either of your children got a cigarette?
Here. My mother doesn't let me smoke.
How sensible. I keep meaning to make Katya give it up.
My father says it gives you cancer.
What does your father do, darling?
He's a GP.
Ah.
He works very hard.
My father is a poet.
You mean that's all he does? All day long?
No. He writes for The Guardian and the BBC when he can.
I've never met a poet.
Have you ever met a painter? Let me introduce you to my mother.
A real painter?
Oh, you'll have to make up your own mind about that. Oh, now I'm very tired, Katya.
I hope your mother didn't think I was rude. All I meant was, does she sell her pictures?
There are problems. In Budapest, she had a reputation, but they wouldn't let her show. Here she can show, but nobody knows her.
Does she often sleep in the afternoon?
I try to protect her.
Protect her against what?
Oh, the electricity is on again. Good. I want you to see. Because I want you to like my room.
Yes, but what are you
I'm
trying...
I'm sorry, it's so full of knickers and stockings. Do you mind? It's not very tidy, but the mantelpiece is pretty, isn't it? It'll be warmer in a minute. And look at this. It's an amber necklace from Prague. It's lucky.
What a lot of books you have.
I wish I had more shelves for them. Do you like my clay figure?
What is it, Frankenstein's monster?
The golem, silly. Well, the stories are a bit similar. Some old Prague rabbi was supposed to have created a living creature out of stones and thought he could make him do whatever he wanted. He was broken into pieces when he wanted a life of his own. Don't you know the story?
No.
He's supposed to rise up whenever the Jews of Prague need protection. Didn't do it, though.
Katya, you know what you said before? What do you need to protect your mother against?
My father, silly.
Your father? Why ever?
He gets unhappy and then he turns on her. Isn't your father like that? Look, this is his photograph.
He's very handsome.
What's your father like?
Well, his hair is cut very short and he wears suits and he's kind and sensible.
What does your mother do?
She just looks after things.
Mine can't look after anything. Certainly not herself. Would you like to see her paintings?
I think I would.
I'll show you them afterwards. Look, I've got my own record player. I'll put in a record. What do you think of this?
Oh, get up! What is it?
No.
Oh, it's like flowers. And then, let me look. Chanel? Where on earth did you get it?
Today, when we cut through Marshall and Snellgrove in the power cut, you didn't notice, did you? I thought it would be easy, but my heart banged, so I thought people could hear it.
But that's stealing.
I wanted to see if I could make myself do it. Shall I take it back?
I don't think that's such a good idea. Not now you've opened it. You're an only child too, aren't you? Isn't it horrid? I don't know many boys. If I had brothers, then I'd know their friends. Oh, I wish we were in a mixed school.
But there are boys everywhere. You only have to walk down a street.
I don't find that.
How far do you go? With boys, I mean.
Kissing. And a bit of feeling. After dances.
I've been all the way.
Oh, I don't believe you.
Why? It's not very important.
Isn't it? What are you interested in, then?
Whatever is beautiful, of course.
You know, I can't imagine saying something like that. Not without embarrassment, anyway.
You would, if you thought like that.
Thinking's one thing, saying's another. Do you always say what you think?
Yes.
Do you miss Budapest?
Not really. I remember the hills. and looking at the Danube when it was grey.
Tell me about your life there. I mean,
we had half of a big house that used to belong to my father's parents in Buda, quite near the tram, but high above the city. You could see the chain bridge from the bedroom. I don't remember much. And the furniture was big and old. Oh, there were books everywhere.
What were they like, your grandparents?
I didn't know them. They were dead before I was born. Come and look at the paintings. Now we go up the ladder. But be careful. One of the rungs has gone. This way. This way.
Up here?
Right to the top. Here. This is her studio. What do you think?
What a mess. Doesn't she ever clean it?
Look at the painting, silly. I'll put the bright lights on.
How strange. It looks like the body of a girl drowned at the bottom of a swimming pool.
Is that all you can see?
More water, prison bars. Oh, there's something frightening about all of them.
Water, sun, indifference, prison. Don't you understand?
I'm sorry if I'm not reacting properly.
Poor Lena. You're so English.
That amused note. Even last year, I hated to think of it. And I remembered the exact tone of her voice as I walked to pick up the car that was parked on the Backs Road. And it still made me angry. I knew enough about pain by then, and indifference, and prison of a domestic kind. That March day, I thought about all of it driving back to the village in the Fens, and the life I hadn't worked out, because I had to live in the present, and the present was Graham and my daughter, Joan.
You never could tell yourself the truth, could you, Lena? It was Stefan you loved, I know that. So do you.
Damn, Stefan. It was Graham I married, and I needed him. I still need him. I can't do without him. Even if he hates me.
I'm sorry I'm late.
That's okay. I had some beans on toast. Want some?
I don't think so.
How are you?
Fine, I'm fine.
You look funny.
I had a letter from a girl I used to know. It stirred up a lot of memories. Let's have a coffee. Real coffee, not that instant muck. Is there any?
I'll do it. What's wrong? Is it something about Dad?
Not really. Well, partly. They say it takes years to adjust.
You've been brooding.
Don't expect miracles. We were together a long time. Listen, I've spoken to three people this month who've had to get over a broken marriage after 15 years. You have bad days. Do I look so terrible?
Neat, well-dressed, still pretty, but funny. Who was the letter from?
Someone from Leicester. Oh, long ago. A school friend.
Part of your Jewish heritage?
I suppose so. That's how we got to know each other. We used to talk every morning when we didn't have to go into school prayers. But we didn't mean the same thing by being Jewish.
Do you have Friday nights?
They come after Thursday. What do you mean?
You know, candles, wine, challah, that kind of thing.
Goodness, no.
Well, does your family fast on Yom Kippur?
Is that New Year?
You really don't know anything about it. Rosh Hashanah comes 10 days before. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. Something else altogether. You eat bacon, don't you?
Of course.
I don't understand. What does it mean when you say you're Jewish? Aren't you tempted just to go into prayers with everyone else?
Oh, that wouldn't make any difference. Nothing does. In Russia, they put a J in your passport.
Well, they don't do that here.
Even so, it's like a mark, an honourable sign that you'll always have to stand up and be counted, that you won't be able to keep your head down.
Really? My family like to keep out of trouble.
Liking had nothing to do with it.
Sometimes I had a sense of what she meant. In class, no one cared much about what had happened in the war.
Terezin. Is that a name that means anything to anyone? Ah, Lena.
It was a concentration camp.
Oh.
One of them.
Katya?
Yes, the Germans disguised it. When the Red Cross got there to inspect, there were shops and orchestras, and all the healthy people were dressed up and had to smile, even though they were selecting people all the time to be sent to be killed.
So why did they send all the Jews there anyway? Yes, there must have been something wrong with them.
That's not true.
How can you get
you don't have to be wicked to be hated.
That's not
well,
true. I mean,
girls, you should all understand anyone who is different in society, if they dress differently or have different customs or a different colour skin, is likely to be suspected. Sometimes they're envied, sometimes despised.
Why are they?
Not the Jews are scapegoats.
Haven't you ever heard of scapegoats?
No. You're talking about my family. Two aunts, my grandmother.
That's quite enough. And Katya, I understand how you feel, but you must try not to be so passionate. We can continue this discussion next week.
Afterwards, we quarrelled, because she said I knew as little about it as the rest of the class, and my family were as smug as Miss Bolt. In a way, she was right. Katya was the only girl whose marks were as good as mine, but none of that made her seem respectable to my family. When I think of Mother's kitchen, I think of fresh-cooked fish, savoury and boiled in jelly in glass containers, salads crisp in their polythene, the meat freshly washed and salted on a teak board, everything blue and white and shining with cleanliness.
Hurry up, Lena. Put the cutlery out.
I'm just finishing this page.
Do what your mother says.
All right.
Why only two places, Lena?
I'm having supper when I get to Katya's.
You're not visiting that girl again. That's three times this week, and I hope you're not staying overnight. You may as well take your sleeping bag and move in.
I really can't take to that family. I suppose the girl's all right, but there's something odd about the mother.
The mother is very intelligent.
Is she? There's a lot of waste in that house, I'll be bound.
She's an artist.
Is that what they call it?
Have some of the fish first, anyway. I fried it specially.
I'm not very hungry.
Well, you won't get much over there.
We had eggs on toast yesterday. And apples.
What do you do with that girl, anyway?
We revise together, learn quotations, verbs, biology cycles. It's fun.
Well, why don't you do it in comfort? Why can't you come here?
It's hard to explain.
You let yourself be pushed around by that girl, Lena. You've got your own room here. Everything you need.
Trouble is, if Katya comes here, you don't like us going off to work together.
Well, I like to talk a bit if someone comes to my house. Is that what you mean?
Well, nobody cares what we do over there.
Yeah, exactly. There's something funny about the whole family. You say they're Jewish, but you'd never know it.
They aren't religious, if that's what you mean.
Well, it has nothing to do with it. They don't come along to anything. They never even play cards.
Well, I don't like cards either.
That father. What does he do exactly?
He's a poet.
What kind of profession is that? Doesn't he have to provide for the family?
Well, he writes for the papers, when he can.
I hear he's been in prison.
That's something he's proud of. He was part of the 1956 uprising. He's a hero.
So he says.
What do you mean? Why do you think they left? They were lucky. Some of their friends were shot.
Well, who knows the truth of these things? There are plenty of reasons for being a refugee.
Honestly, you sound like all the other people who hate immigrants. Your mother and father were refugees.
Well, that's quite different. They had to leave. The Cossacks were killing Jews. There wasn't any choice.
Well, Katya's family are another kind of refugee from another kind of tyranny.
Now, you two, don't get heated.
Well, it's your daughter's fault. Anyway, what did he do in Budapest?
I don't know, but I know he was important.
As what, exactly?
Well, as a poet, for one thing.
Grow up, Lena. That's just the kind of thing they tell you in school.
Writers are important in Hungary. That's why he went to jail, for a poem he'd written. I'm just telling you what happened.
There'll be more to it than that.
Why are you so sceptical?
Listen,
Science, maths, history, they're important. But poetry?
In some countries, poetry matters.
Look, I read the papers. I make my own mind up.
Don't get your father angry, Lena.
He's so patronizing.
Don't preach at me then, Lena. I'm not stupid. Why should I admire writers? What good do they do? Now what have I said wrong?
She's very touchy these days.
I didn't always like being with Katya, or working at her house. Sometimes it was a bit frightening. Her father, well, I never knew what to say to him. I suppose I wanted to impress him, and instead my tongue tied and I spluttered. And sometimes things happened I didn't understand. What's happening?
My father came home. Take no notice.
Are you sure it's all right?
No one gets hurt. They just shout. Don't your family quarrel?
Not like that.
Oh, well, you get used to it.
Your problems, you think of nothing but yourself.
I am asking you to be patient, to understand. It's okay, Pablo.
Something wrong.
Nothing new. What should we listen to while we work?
I think I'd like something quiet and dreamy.
You are very square, Lena Cooperman.
Well, I can't revise to Captain Beefheart.
No, they are on the table. Don't fuss, so I'll be back tomorrow.
Let's see what I have. Blues, Billie Holiday. I bet you like Sinatra.
Katya. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know Lena was in here. Dear girl, would you by any chance have any money?
No, not a bean. Bertie gave me £2 yesterday, but I had to use most of it for school dinner.
This is a disaster.
Can I help?
Is it embarrassing? Could you? I need the train fare to London, only for a day, naturally. The World Service will pay, but not in advance. I could let you have it back by, let's say, Wednesday afternoon, or perhaps...
Is this enough?
Ample, ample. I kiss your hand.
Oh, no, don't, please.
Honestly, you've gone fiery red.
I wonder why ever did your parents choose to live in Leicester? It's so far from your father's work and everything.
It was much cheaper than London, and Greta needed space for a studio. It may have been a mistake.
So the choice was Greta's?
Janos likes a little space between his home and whatever else he does. He's a crafty one. For instance, I bet he knew you were here.
What do you mean?
Just now, when he came to borrow money. He must have known I wouldn't have any. Don't look so worried. I'll see you get it back.
I don't believe you were listening to a word I said, Mum, and you aren't watching the telly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's turn it off. I was thinking about something else entirely.
It's Thursday tomorrow, isn't it? That's the trouble. You hate these lunches with Dad. Why do you do them?
The therapist said it was necessary.
Oh, come on.
All right. I need to see he's okay. Don't you feel the same? He's your father.
No, I don't feel the same. I'll never forgive him, not even when I'm older. And I certainly don't want to see him.
That's silly. He hasn't done you any harm.
That's your opinion. Shall I try and clean up a bit? The place is a tip.
Ooh, would you?
You put your feet up.
Of course I needed to see Graham. I knew how he was. He was fine. But I travelled up to London next day to meet him all the same. We met in a cafe on the hill near his rooms. And there he was, handsome, charming, and utterly hopeless. The same bearded face, the same ready smile.
Hello, Graham.
Lena! We won't quarrel this time, I promise. We'll be businesslike, sort out what's wrong.
Yes?
You will have to pay, though. I'm skint as a rat.
As you said the last time.
You're looking very trim.
Oh, yes?
You still enjoy academic life, then?
The Easter vax are welcome pours. Have you ordered?
A glass of wine. Otherwise, I waited for you.
Are you ready now?
I'll have the set meal.
You'll still have to choose, meat or fish.
Oh, the fish will be fine.
A steak for me.
Right.
How is Joni?
Well enough. She sends her love.
Does she now?
Well, be reasonable. The last time you came to see us, you chased her around the house, screaming.
I was only trying to help her. She doesn't do her homework.
She doesn't think that's your business anymore.
Anymore? I haven't stopped being a father, have I?
Don't misunderstand me. Look, all I'm saying is, there's no need to keep worrying. Her grades were good this term.
That young bastard she's whoring around with won't marry her.
Look on the bright side. At least she's got a summer job. I don't say she pays her way, but at least she tries.
Meaning I'm not trying. Is it my fault they've closed most of the art departments? I could get casual work here.
I didn't say...
Look, I know you, Lena. How you think? I'm a sculptor, not a businessman. But I'm not idling, you know. Listen, we have to sort things out.
You want me to sell the farmhouse, I gather, and give you half the money?
Yes. I could set up here, then. I could live quietly, you know, until things turn.
Any sign of that? Things turning?
You know what the art market is like at the moment. On the other hand, I am working very well, if that interests you.
I see.
The fish?
Yes, thanks.
The salad is for both.
Thank you.
Did I send you the reviews of my last show?
You did. Very nice. Now, about the house, I don't want to sell Graham. I'm trying to raise the money to pay you off.
Fish?
No, you idiot. I'm having the braised steak. We've told you three times.
Shush, it's not his fault.
Listen, Lena, you were always stubborn. Why do you need a house that size? Joni doesn't want to live there anymore, does she?
She's staying at the moment. I like having her there. Anyway, it's my home.
I'm sorry now. I didn't order a bottle of wine. I'll have another glass anyway.
Fine.
You and your home. Why do you want a home? You're always gallivanting around all over the place, aren't you? Where are you tripping off to next?
Oh, I may go to Washington. I have to have some pleasures. Thanks. Are you looking after yourself?
Very well. Though you certainly needn't pretend to care. By the way, your friend Katya is in England.
Yes, so I gather.
Who would have guessed she was the one who was going to be famous? You were the brainy one, weren't you?
She always had brains. I'm glad she's found a way to use them.
Did you read her last novel?
I don't read many novels. I haven't time.
She's done really well. People read her books. She was on TV at the weekend. You must be quite jealous.
I'm an academic, not a pop star. Why should you think I'm jealous?
Well, you always wanted to write, didn't you?
I may have.
It was never likely, though, was it? You don't have the temperament of an artist.
I'm not sure, objectively speaking, since artists are so
various. Oh, yes, there is such a thing, though.
You mean something you have and I don't?
If you always keep the rules like you do, art is probably impossible.
If I'd kept the rules, I wouldn't have married you.
Oh, I didn't mean the rules your parents operate. How are the old buzzards, by the way?
Don't be unkind. They meant well.
Did they? Except they thought it was a sin to marry outside the Jewish race.
It isn't a race, as well you know.
Well, what is it then? A faith? Your father isn't remotely religious.
Some kind of continuity.
Yeah, more like a club. Something I didn't belong to anyway.
Please.
But nothing I did or became would ever put things right. It put the mockers on us from the start.
Please.
Yes?
A bottle of Vichy. Thank you.
And your father never admitted what it was. No, grumpy old bugger. It was always something else he objected to.
Convenient for you, all that. A good diversion, really. I don't want to quarrel with you, but there were one or two other things went wrong for us.
Please, Lena, not the au pair again. We've been through all that.
No, I mean as far as my parents were concerned. I married outside what they understood or wanted to understand. They didn't like how we lived. And that wouldn't have mattered, Graham, except...
You minded.
Yes, worse. You couldn't even see what I had to mind.
This is hopeless.
It doesn't make any difference now.
Are you still dreaming of Stefan?
How dare you talk about that? I never even think about Stefan now. I haven't seen him since before he married Katya.
I know.
What do you know? What are you hinting at?
Have you heard from Katya?
As a matter of fact, I have. Yes. Seems she wants to see me.
How life turns round, doesn't it?
Is everything all right?
Everything's just lovely, thank you. Perfect.
Want your bill now?
Yes. Do you take credit cards?
Yes, madam.
Good. Goodbye, Graham. There's not much point in prolonging this.
Don't you want to hear my gossip, then?
No, damn you. I don't even want to talk to you. Certainly not about Stefan. Or Katya, if it comes to that.
I can't pretend Graham hadn't got some things right. It had all been a bit disappointing for my parents. They couldn't understand what went wrong. But I remember how wonderful they thought I was when I had to go for an interview at Cambridge.
Just be yourself. Don't pretend. They'll respect you for that.
It's not so important, is it? She might have more fun in London. I don't know.
There'll be time for all that. She's only 18.
I was married at 18.
These are different days, Mum. I may not get married at all.
Lena, you couldn't want to be an old maid.
Don't tease your mother.
I didn't know what I wanted. But the thought of going to Cambridge sent me wandering around the school corridors in a dream. I don't know what I was hoping for, except perhaps freedom. Perhaps I'd be free. Free of them all, if I got in. If they gave me a place.
And your favourite poets?
Gerard Manley Hopkins first.
Mm-hmm.
And then John Keats. Though I know he isn't exactly fashionable, I do still love him.
Well, if you don't enjoy Keats at your age, I don't know when you will. Tell me, how would you persuade someone who found Hopkins unintelligible that he was a fine poet?
Let me think. Perhaps I'd read him aloud. He isn't so difficult to follow, then.
Well, that's what he suggested himself. Now, on your Milton essay, we had one or two questions.
It all seemed a miracle. They liked me. They liked what I'd written. They liked what I said. And suddenly the whole world of Cambridge was open to me. So why didn't I feel free after all? Why didn't anyone I met seem as important to me as the friends I'd left behind in Leicester? I remember walking up Silver Street one cold winter day to a party in the Eagle, and I thought, they're clever and funny and sexy, but none of them matters at all. Graham mattered. I saw a lot of him in the vacations.
Lena, you know your father and I never interfere.
These days, girls and boys go about together, and it doesn't lead to marriage. We know that.
Honestly, Dad, this is really embarrassing.
It's not that we don't trust you, but you'll be going back to Cambridge in a few weeks. There must be lots of boys of your own kind there.
My own kind? You know what your father means. From the same background.
I see. Graham's father's a school teacher. Is that so very different? I didn't know you were such a snob.
If you knew what we wanted for you.
Listen to me, Dad. It's not
Look,
right.
I could understand if you were stuck up in some provincial hole with no one else to choose from. But I read the other day, there were 10 men for every woman at Cambridge.
Honestly, sometimes you're really insulting.
Why someone like him? There must be so many fine boys at university. Nice Jewish boys, scientists, mathematicians.
Graham had another kind of training.
At an art college? Any fool can get into those. I'm not sure he even has A-levels.
He wants to be a sculptor. He's very talented.
Thank you very much. And who's going to finance that?
It won't be your business, I promise you.
You see? The girl has more sense than you think.
All I'm saying is you shouldn't see so much of him, Lena. I mean, how will he meet anyone else? It'll be like Stefan all over again. And we don't want that, your mother and I.
I'd better explain about Stefan. He's another piece of my Leicester past. And I remember exactly the day I fell in love with him. He belonged to Katya then, too. The year before A-levels. The weather was warm, so Katya and I took our bicycles out into the countryside, pedalled fast down Stoughton Road, out into the flat, wild world, out between hedgerows. There was a canal, a secret place. And when we'd learnt all the work for the day, she taught me to smoke hash.
What's that?
Acapulco gold.
Gosh. Want some?
There.
Perhaps I'll just have one puff.
You have to hold it down in your lungs. Honestly, you're wasting it. Give it to me. Like that.
this? Nothing's happening.
You have to learn to do it.
I don't think it's much fun.
You can't let go of reality, can you? And all the while, I'm looking at a fairy.
A dragonfly, you mean?
Spoil sport. I'd like to write fairy tales, wouldn't you? Wouldn't it be wonderful if there really was a magic world?
I don't know. I think I'd be frightened. Like having the laws all upended so anything could happen. Katya, you know that Bible story when God talks to Samuel? You know, when he heard the voice from another room.
Yes. Pass me the joint if you aren't inhaling.
I always used to be afraid it would happen to me. I'd really hate that if the world turned strange.
What could be worse than the way things are?
Something's wrong today. Something, I don't know, I mean, you're so edgy.
It's Stefan. I told you about him. He's out.
What do you mean, out?
Out of Hungary. He's here, and I'm waiting to meet him.
Who is he?
I told you, our families are friends. He's coming to see us all, really.
Why should you be so edgy about that?
Oh, he's written things I like. He won't stay here. He couldn't stand living in Leicester. He's going up to Oxford.
Just like that? Won't he take exams?
He took those long ago. He's going up to Balliol.
I see.
He may have turned up already at home.
Then he'll be there when we get back, won't he?
I just can't stand waiting for things to happen. Don't you understand?
When we came back, Katya rushed into the house like a mad thing.
Is he here? Is Stefan here?
He's upstairs, in the studio. Calm down!
Stefan!
She's so excitable.
What's so wonderful about this Stefan?
He's a lovely boy. So brilliant. She hasn't seen him for more than 10 years. They were childhood friends. Didn't Katya explain? Stefan was older. She used to sit under his feet while he played the piano. She adored him then. And, of course, he and his family looked after her when I was in jail.
I didn't know you were in jail, too.
Oh, it's commonplace in Hungary. And it was only for a few months. We used to say that in every gathering of 10 people, one is a spy and one is just out of jail.
Really?
No, it's an exaggeration. Still, Stefan was part of the same family. In Hungary, people make very close friends. And, of course, we shared the same mark.
I don't understand.
His family and ours, we were all Jews. It meant something.
Jews stuck together, then?
Well, not always. But it was one less reason to distrust each other. We all lived in the same house in Buda, in the hills. All the bad times we faced together, his father and I. We were even in jail at the same time. But we didn't know that, of course.
Where is his father now?
They shot him. Years ago.
Maybe I should be going
home.
Oh,
no. Wait a moment. Celebrate with us.
English.
English. I insist to speak English.
All right. All right. So here we live. Like pigs in the wilderness, dreaming of marble top tables and violins.
While in Budapest, we dream of the West.
The West and what? Freedom or Coke and hamburgers? Oh, such false dreams everybody has.
Like all dreams. They tell us what we think is wrong with our lives.
All right, Stefan. What do you want now you are away?
I don't know. I really don't. I just want to live. A normal life. That would be a miracle.
Nothing more.
To live and study and work. You've been badly spoiled. If you don't know that, it's quite a lot.
Oh, do you have to decide at once what you want to work at?
Of course not. He's a student here.
But something in me hesitates about everything. The last night I was in Budapest, I sat with a good friend. We drank homemade peach brandy and talked about poetry. Your poetry, Janos. Everybody knows it.
Oh, except here. Here, I'm a journalist.
You should translate the poems yourself.
What for? The English have enough poets already.
We asked each other, are you happy here in the West?
I've made a life here. Happy? Oh, I don't know what that means.
This is Lena, by the way, Katya's little friend from school. Ah,
good afternoon, Lena.
I'm glad to meet you.
What will you do in Oxford, Stefan?
I don't know yet. I want to find things out, to understand.
Remember, literature has lessons to teach us also.
Truths and lies, both. Very difficult to sort apart. That's what I want to do, sort them apart.
Oh, you'll be a critic or a philosopher.
I took exams to study mathematics. Perhaps I can read physics and learn how to look up at the stars and see the truth, which is that there is nothing there.
I don't think you should know what you're going to find until you've looked.
Bravo, Lena. He's far too certain of everything.
Katya, where did you find such an intelligent friend?
Even over so many years, I can remember my flush of pleasure at those words. And that first evening I ever saw Stefan, with his blue eyes, black hair, and gypsy thick eyebrows, I understood exactly why Katya was so excited. He was the most glamorous person I'd ever met in my whole life. I came back from seeing Graham to my little Fen village with all the other worrying voices still in my head. There was a message on my answer phone from Katya.
Dear Lena, please get in touch. I so much need to hear from you.
In episode 1 of Foreign Girls by Elaine Feinstein, Jenny Stoller was Lena and Jenny Agata Katya. Dr. Cooperman was played by Leonard Fenton, Mrs. Cooperman Doreen Mantle, Janosch Shanda Ellis, and Greater Jill Graham. Stefan was David Thorpe. Graham, David Barras, and Joni, Elaine Claxton. Tina Gray played Miss Bolt, Dominic Letts, the Don, and Lyndon Gregory, the waiter. Colin Pinney was the porter, and Vivian Rochester, the undergraduate. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The director was Marion Nancaro. You